الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني دخل الجنة، ومن عصاني فقد أبى، كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, it is an inherent and inseparable requirement of the iman which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that we should be extremely concerned and perturbed by the very difficult and the very trying phase or period through which the ummah of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam globally is passing through. Almost every day we receive news of atrocity, persecution, hardship, loss of life, loss of property that is being meted out against some portion of the ummah in some corner of the globe. In fact, if one is not careful, a sense of despondency and helplessness tends to overtake one mentally, that what is the solution, what is happening? However, it is essential, it is important that we understand that persecution, difficulty, trials, tribulations, this has always been the lot of the people of Iman. Throughout the annals of history, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein he relates conditions of persecution that was meted out to nations of the past, yu'ta fi man kana qablakum. He used to tell the Sahaba, ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, that the nations of the past, there were people such level of torture, hummilu ala al-akhshab, people were crucified, nushiru bil manashir, saws were used to cut the bodies of people into pieces. Great, great Nabis of Allah, Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, it is said that there are 8 Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam whom Allah by name addressed directly in the Quran. In the Arabic language, when you use the word Ya, it's a direct address. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah, wa qila ya Nuhu uhbid bi salamin minna, وَنَادِيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى يَا زَكَرِيَّا إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ يَا يَحْيَى خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةٍ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ يَا دَاوُودُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ خَلِيفَةً. 8 Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam were addressed directly in the Quran. There was only one case where Allah addressed father and son. That was the case of Zakariya and his son Yahya alayhi salam. Such great Nabis, yet Zakariya alayhi salam, his body was cut into 2 pieces by the Jews. Yahya alayhi salam, like you take a goat and put it on the ground and slaughter and make qurbani of it, this Nabi of Allah, his head was cut off. So difficulty, trial, persecution, hardship, this has always been the lot of the people of Haqq. To complete that hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, وَيُمْشَتُ بِأَمْشَاتِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَعِظَامِهِ. Some people, human beings, their flesh was separated from their bones. Metal rods were used to separate the flesh from the bones of the body. And their only so-called crime or aggression or wrong was that they were reciters of La ilaha illallah. So this, my respected brothers, is Allah's sunnah, Allah's system. Throughout the ages in this world, the people of Haqq, the reciters of Kalima, will undergo difficulties and hardships. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, أَخَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَيُّتْرَكُوا أَيَّقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That do the people think that we will say amanna, that we are reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah in essence, which means what? We are malik, owners of miftahul jannah, of the key to jannat, of the key to eternal success and pleasure. So Allah says, do you think you are going to say that wahum la yuftanun and you will not be tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. We tested the nations of the past and we will test you also. And what is the underlying wisdom behind this? Not for a sense of despondency to overtake us. Because the sovereignty, rulership of the heavens and the earth lies only in the hands of Allah. No government or no superpower is deciding the destination of any people on the surface of this earth. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ وَاللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَمَا سَكَنَ فِيهِمَا لِلَّهِ وَحْدًا لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ إِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ. All these verses of the Quran and many more like it. One message that harm and benefit on the surface of this earth primarily is not in the hands of any government or superpower. What happens, happens with the permission of Allah. Allah says the nations of the past were tested, you also will be tested. And what is the underlying wisdom behind this? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah will make it known who is sadiq, who is truthful. In what? In this amanna. In this declaration of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this is not just lip service. Ulama say kalima e tawheed apne marzi ke salab hone ka iqrar hai. When you say La ilaha illallah, it is a covenant. It is an oath, a pledge. You are taking with Allah that from this day onwards, what I see with my eyes, what I hear with my ears, what my mind conjures up for me, what the media and society and any system of culture in this world is inviting me towards, I am prepared to belie and negate all that. And I have handed myself over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is amanna. And Allah says, we will test you and we will make it known and apparent who is sadiq, who is truthful in this claim. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And we will also make it known those who are saying one thing and their way of life speaks something else. Who are the liars in claiming that we have handed ourselves over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This month of Rabiul Awwal, which is drawing to an end, generally we find in our masajid seera, gatherings and majalis are taking place in acute detail. Aspects of the life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are discussed. What we have to understand, my respected brothers, is in Allah's system, in Allah's sunnah on this earth, the thermometer, the gradient, the yardstick, the measuring tape of success in dunya, qabr and akhirat, in the court of Allah, is one thing and one thing only, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah has not left the door open to any excuse with regards to this. Allah says in His Quran, inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have revealed this Quran and we will protect it. In 1943, a group of Germans got together. They took just 7 manuscripts of the Bible, 7 different prints, and they found that there were differences in every one of them. They became worried They started collecting manuscripts of the Quran in the 40s, how difficult it must have been. It is historically recorded that they collected 40,000 different manuscripts of the Quran. They could not find a difference in any manuscript. That which Allah promised 14 centuries ago, we reveal this Quran and we will protect it. However, we have to understand, my respected brothers, Allah's promise of hifazat and protection is not only for the letters of the Quran. The import of the Quran, the meaning of the Quran, the day of the Quran, the night of the Quran, the character and akhlaq of the Quran, the way of life of the Quran, that which the Quran invites towards. How beautifully Ummul Mumineen Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was asked about the sublime character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did she respond? Few letters, few words. The meaning is voluminous. She said, Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq and character was the living Qur'an. And like Allah took upon Himself to protect the letters of the Qur'an, Allah has taken upon Himself to protect every aspect of the life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we find that normally if you look at the annals of history, we will find mention of rulers, of conquerors, of tyrants, of superpowers. Very rarely will we find mention of an orphan. And that too, born in a desert, in the most backward nation of the time. Yet miraculously, in the case of this orphan, every aspect of his existence is recorded. Even this generation, if you have to ask one another, bhai, what day of the week were you born? Which hospital you were born? What time you were born? This is just 20 or 30 years ago. Majority of us won't even know. Illa mashallah, few might know, but majority will not know this generation. Yet, in the case of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was a Monday. The time was Subah Sadiq, daybreak. According to the Islamic calendar, Jamhur opinion, 12th of Rabiul Awal. Christian calendar, 22nd of April, 571. Period of days in this world, 22,330 days. Days of Nubuwat, 8,156 days. The day when he passed away, the day of his demise, also a Monday. 12th of Rabiul Awal, 7th of June, 633. Around about 11 o'clock in the morning, every aspect, mundane aspects. Father's name Abdullah. Mother's name Amina. Midwife, the one who assisted in his birth. Shifa bint Amr. The mother of Abdurrahman bin Auf. Radiallahu anha, she became a Muslim later on. Foster mother Halima. She also, radiallahu anha, she became a Muslim later on. Ulama say even these names are not coincidental. Father's name Abdullah, he was conceived in the oven of Abdiyat. Mother's name Amina, he was nurtured in the womb of Aman and peace. Midwife Shifa, the one who came to cure the maladies of humanity, was being born. Foster mother Halima, this word Halima comes from Hilm. Hilm means akhlaq and character. He drank milk from the breast of akhlaq and character. Born in the month of Rabiul Awal. Why not Ramadan? Why not the Ashur-e-Hurum? Why not Muharram? Ulama say he did not need a sacred month. His existence gave sacredity to the month. He was born in a desert. There was no water, no vegetation. He was the water. He was the life. He was the vegetation. Rabi'ul Awwal. This word Rabi' means spring. Actually, literal meaning the first rains of spring. After the desolation of winter, with the first rains of spring is the promise of the revival of the dead ground. Rabi'ah, the one who came to revive the dead hearts of humanity, was being born. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah mentions the riwayat in his Khasais al-Kubra, relying on Abu Nu'aym's Hilya. I'm mentioning this lengthy riwayat, the occasion of Jummah is very limited, just to give us an idea of the extent to which every aspect of the existence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam miraculously is recorded, so that no excuse remains whether 14 centuries after his demise or 1400 centuries after, Allah has taken the promise of hifazat and protection, because like Allah is one, the way of life that is acceptable in the sight of Allah is also one. And that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other code of conduct, no matter how far mankind may advance intellectually, scientifically, whether he walks on the moon or on Mars, whichever corner of the globe he may live in, whether he's black or white, rich or poor, there is only one criteria of acceptance in the court of Allah. Sibghat Allah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَةً. Allah says, color yourself in the mold of Allah, in the color of Allah. And there is no better color than the color of Allah. Mufassirin say, what is Sibghat Allah? They say, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meet Allah on the mold and pattern of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The riwayat which I was referring to, the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amina, she says 9 months had passed and she began experiencing the difficulty and the pain that a woman normally in this tenor of pregnancy experiences. فَرَأَيْتْ كَأَنَّ جَنَاحَ طَيْرٍ أَبْيَضْ مَسَّحَ عَلَى فُؤَادِي. She says, I saw a bird coming down. With its white wing, it massaged my chest. فَذَهَبَ عَنِّي كُلَّ رَعْبٍ وَكُلَّ وَجْعٍ كُنْتُ أَجِدُ. She says, all the discomfort and pain that I was experiencing automatically disappeared. ثُمَّ الْتَفَتُّ فَإِذَا أَنَا بِشُرْبَةٍ بَيْضَاءَ لَبَنًا كُنْتُ أَتْشَى فَتَنَاوَلْتُهَا فَشَرِبْتُهَا. She says, then I turned and I saw a bowl of milk in front of me, white milk. I was very thirsty, I picked it up, I started drinking. فَكَشَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْ بَصَرِي وَأَبْصَرْتُ تِلْكَ السَّاعَةَ مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا. ورأيت ثلاثة أعلام مضروبات علما في المشرق علما في المغرب وعلما على ظهر الكعبة. She says, as I drank the milk, Allah removed the veil of the unseen and I saw the whole world in front of me. I saw three huge flags, one in the east, one in the west, and one on the center of Baytullah. So mesmerized I was by this vision, that when this vision lifted up, I realized that the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam automatically had already occurred. The child was lying next to her. Shifa bint Amr radiallahu anha says, I assisted in many births. But straight away I observed that this birth was different. Three things she observed. Wulida makhtunan. Other children have to be circumcised sometime after 7 days or a few months later. She says, this child was born already circumcised. Maqtu'us surra. Other children, the umbilical cord has to be separated. This child, the cord is already separated. Other children are born with the impurities from inside the mother. They have to be bathed and cleansed. This child was born pure. Just a few minutes passed, a burst of energy entered into this child. All of a sudden, he turned over. And like an adult makes sajda, he went into sajda. He remained in sajda a long time. Then he lifted himself up from the sajda, raised up his finger. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukrata wa asila. Allah is the greatest. Praise and glory to Allah, morning and night. Already these strange occurrences were occurring. The mother became concerned. She picked the child, put it in the lap. All of a sudden, as if the roof opened up, nazalat sahabatun, a cloud descended. Sometimes in heavy mist and fog, you can't see in front of you. This cloud descended and covered completely the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He became invisible. All of a sudden, the cloud lifted up, and a voice called out from the unseen, "Tufu bihi mashariq al-ard wa magharibaha liyarifu bismihi wa na'tihi wa suratihi." That moment for which the entire universe was holding its breath, the bridegroom of humanity, the whole world was waiting, the night of his birth, the palace of the ruler of Iran, Nosheerwan, 14 pillars, marble pillars, crumbled to the ground. That fire which for 1,000 years did not extinguish, people were appointed to see that the fire kept burning. On the night of his birth, that fire all of a sudden got extinguished and burned no more. the palaces, the thrones of the kings of the world, their thrones toppled over. The leading idols of the idol worship places of the world, the idols toppled over. The fishes of the sea, one fish went to the next fish to inform him of the coming of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fatima bint Abdullah, an Arab woman, she says, I was in Baytullah, in the Haram of Makkah that night, the night of the birth of the grandson Abdul Muttalib. She says, I observed the stars came so close to Makkah as if they would topple onto the ground of Makkah. One angel went to the next angel to inform of the birth of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This voice called out, the entire universe was waiting. Tufu bihi mashariq al-ard wa magharibaha. Take this child to the east and to the west. Let the entire creation come to know the name of my Nabi. Let them come to know his sifat, his attributes. وَآتُوهُ خُلُقَ آدَمَ وَمَعْرِفَةَ شِيثِ وَشُجَاعَةَ نُوحِ وَقُلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَاسْتِسْلَامَ إِسْمَعِيلَ وَفَصَاحَةَ صَالِحِ وَحِكْمَةَ لُوطٍ وَرِضَى إِسْحَاقَ وَبُشْرَى يَعْقُوبَ وَشِدَّةَ مُوسَى وَجِهَادَ يُوشَعَ وَحُبَّ دَانِيَالَ وَوَقَارَ يُونُسَ وَطَاعَةَ إِلْيَاسَ وَصَبْرَ أَيُّوبَ وَلَحْنَ دَاوُودَ وَعِصْمَةَ يَحْيَى وَزُهْدَ عِيسَى وَاغْمِسُوهُ فِي أَخْلَاقِ النَّبِيِّينَ. Grant him the akhlaq of Adam alayhi salam, the marifat of Shis alayhi salam, the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, the eloquence of Salih alayhi salam, the wisdom of Lut alayhi salam, the contentment of Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Yaqub, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifices of Ismail alayhi salam, the strength of Musa alayhi salam, the jihad of Yusha alayhi salam, the love of Daniel alayhi salam, the reverence of Yunus alayhi salam, the obedience of Ilyas alayhi salam, the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam, the voice of Dawood alayhi salam, the abstinence of Yahya alayhi salam, the piety of Isa alayhi salam. Waghmisuhu, like in a dye factory, you take cloth, dip it into the paint till the color catches. That is the underlying meaning. Waghmisuhu. Anoint him with the akhlaq of 124,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. The special distinctive characteristics of the galaxy of Anbiya collectively were placed in the zat and personality of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was made Jami'u Sifatil Anbiya when he was a baby, just a few minutes old. For the next 63 years, he grew in stature, he grew in status, he grew in nobility, to such an extent that Allama Saadi rahimullah beautifully, succinctly puts it. He said, Ba'das khuda buzurg tu'i qisa mukhtasar. After Allah, in greatness, in majesty, in beauty, in perfection, you Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the final word. Occasion of Jummah is very limited, we can go on talking about the sifat and attributes of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, my respected brothers, we have become a ritualistic ummah. 10 days in Muharram, we'll speak of the sacrifices of the grandson. 12 days of Rabiul Awwal, we'll speak of the sacrifices and the sifat and the attributes of the grandfather. But not one day namazi makes tawbah. Not one person whose life is not on sunnah brings his life onto sunnah. Not one person who is away from the masjid brings himself to the masjid. This consciousness, this realization of the qurbani and sacrifice of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he gave for his ummah, what his cry was, what his concern was, what his worry was, my respected brothers, that is not for 12 days. That is not for 30 days of Rabiul Awwal or 29 days. But every breath of air has to be a recognition of the sacrifice of that Nabi. What didn't he give for this ummah? What his day was, what his night was, what his cry was, what his concern was. My respected brothers, Quran unequivocally, Allah says, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. This is sunnatullah. This is Allah's sunnat, and Allah does not deviate from His sunnat. The prescription was given to this ummah in every era or period or phase. Move away from the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Allah takes upon Himself, you will be ridiculed. The nations of this world will turn against you. جُعِلَ الذُّلُّ وَالصَّغَارُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرِي. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned his ummah, move away from my way of life and Allah will disgrace you. We want help. We want the dignity. We want honor. We want the condition of this ummah to change. We want dunya, qabr and akhirah to be made. There is only one way, one road, one medium. لَوْ اِسْتَفْتَحُونِي كُلَّ بَابْ وَجَاؤُونِي مِنْ كُلِّ طَرِيقٍ لَا أَفْتَحُ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَدْخُلُوا وَرَاءَكَ يَا حَبِيبِي يَا مُحَمَّدًا. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, if they open every door and they come on every road, I will never grant them entrance into my court except that they do not come upon your road, O my beloved, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah says, we will make it known who is truthful in this. Who is truthful in this amanna? Who is truthful in this declaration that my imam, my guide, my symbol, my day, my night, my qibla is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will terminate on just one incident which took place recently. It will give us some idea, some sabak, some lesson. In America, there was a new Muslim, they call him Revert. Jazba, zeal to practice on Sunnah. He kept his clothing halfway between his knee and his ankle. That is the actual Sunnah. Allowance is there till above the ankle. Beneath that, hadith is clear, مَا أَسْفَلَ الذَّقْنْ فَهُوَ فِي النَّارِ. That section of your clothing, which hangs beneath the ankle, is in Jahannam. So one scholar like myself met him, saw his clothing halfway between his knee and his ankle, told him, "Bhai, you're a new Muslim. I fear people will mock at you. Lower your clothing. You've got allowance to just above the ankle." What was the reaction? He said two things. The first thing he said, "Do you want me to abandon the sunnah of my beloved because of the opinion of fools?" And the second, more pertinent thing what he said. He said, "You people are Muslims by chance. I am a Muslim by choice. You people are Muslims by chance. I am a Muslim by choice." That is why, what was he trying to say? That is why I understand the value of one sunnah. Exam time, ask the college student or ask the matric graduate how valuable one mark is. In everything in this world, the shopkeeper is counting one cent. Where is the value for sunnah? Rabiul Awwal will come and go. At least this much, take upon ourselves. The police officer doesn't have to introduce himself. The army general doesn't have to introduce himself by his uniform, by his appearance. You can see this is a police officer, this man belongs to the army, this man belongs to that country or this country. At least this much Rabiul Awwal, at least this much celebration of his birth, at least this much recognition of his qurbani and sacrifice. On a day when our mothers and fathers will forget us, he will not forget us. At least this much Rabiul Awwal take on ourselves, that from this day on, wherever I go, I will not have to introduce myself. Someone just looking at me will say, this is Ghulam-e Muhammad. This is the slave of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Get the outside right, maybe. We have hope, we have tamanna, we have umid from Allah, that through the barakat of that, inshallah, Allah will make the inside right also. What is the inside coming right? This heart to be imbued with the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu. فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وفعل بنا ما أنت أهله فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجع عندنا من أعمالنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدي أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدي الإنس والجان جميعهما يا رب العالمين اللهم أخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور وجنبهم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم في سوريا وفي فلسطين وفي غيرها يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم واربط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماع مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومتعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله.